And we return to our hero or our anti-hero, depending on your perspective, the Nazir. And remember, we talked about a number of the very important differences, just to go back over it, about somebody who engages, right, Nazirus from the standpoint of Tumah, right, and how exactly that works. We all agreed in the end that it will be Chal, that the halachic status of Nazir will kick in. But what are the differences? And then we discussed yesterday about what I call establishing the beachhead, you know, of Nazirus b'tahara, and the importance of having that. And we said that really applies in all cases, whether or not one undertook the neder of Nazirus b'tuma or b'tahara. We say hayamim harishonim yiplu only if after you established, you know, Omaha Beach, which we define to be two halachic days. Right? We accept that position. The Rambam says that if you become Tameh, you know, within those 2 days, what you do is you finish out your Nazirus and then you just make up the time after you bring the Korban, which is like a really fascinating, you know, permission structure. We talked about the idea of Toch Kedei Dibor, right? We don't want to put anybody in an untenable conflict situation. He should be able to greet his Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, and to become a Nazir. We don't like to force people to choose in life. You know, you could have the best of all worlds, I guess, is one way of thinking about it. And then, of course, we talked about the idea of the husband, you know, Baal Megas Gayas Baal, you know, Oker Me'oker, what happens when he either validates or cuts down the Naziros. So we're going to return to that topic as well. So we're going to pick things up on the very top of Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, 21a. I'm just going to open my Gemara, and while I do that, hopefully we can all find the place together, and we shall start in just a moment. Okay, so the Gemara says, again, very much along the lines of what we had seen previously, that you need Shalom Alecha Rabbi, and the Balei Tosfos says, well, of course, you need time for that fourth word, Va'ani. Tanya mihachi mi shamar harini nazir v'shamar chaveru v'shaha kidei dibor v'amar va'ani hu aser v'chaveru mutar, because he went beyond the way the Tosfos understands that fourth word. V'chame kidei dibor kidei shelo shalom talmud rav. Leim v'sai leim mi shamar harini nazir v'shamar chaveru v'amar va'ani v'sulo. So the Gemara says, does it merely mean that you can only have two people hop on the bandwagon? Tanaki rochel lechashiv, right? Would we say that just like a peddler when he goes around selling his wares or her wares, as the case may be, you know, peddlers. There's this great book, and I don't remember exactly what it was called, but it was a guy who had hats. You guys remember the book of peddler with the hats of different colors, the monkey? I don't know. It was a great book.
Hats for sale.
Thank you. Hats for sale. Okay, it's a classic, you know. I'm sure that for whatever reason they would cancel it today, but you know, I'm glad that I made it in under the bar. Okay, so you know, the point is that you know, what is the Mishnah, you know, supposed to go hats for sale, and you know, list every possible case: 2 people, 3 people, 7 people, 22 people, 27 people. It's enough to say one additional person, right? Tanaki rochel lechashav leizav lisni chad v'lishmainan. Right, the Gemara says, you know, hachi. So we should just, as opposed to hani. So hani achanami mishum dektani seifa hutar rishon hutru chulan hutar achron achron mutar v'chulan asur michal diika emtsai. It's obvious from the inference that we can make in the hemsheikh of the Mishnah that there are other individuals who can join in. It's not like we're limited to saying, you know, 3 people can jump onto the bandwagon. Mishum hachi ktani v'ani v'ani. So we want to understand the exact halachic mechanism. Let's say Elisheva is the first to the party over here. So she says, Hareini Nazira. Then Martin says, Va'ani. Then I say, Va'ani. Then Ken says, Va'ani. Then, you know, Nathan, not to be left out, says, Va'ani. Rabbi Feuerstein thinks, Va'ani. Right? And Yitzchak says from the car, Va'ani. Right? All toch kedei dibor, you know, at least of one another. How exactly is this working? So is it like everybody's attached to Elisheva, or is it like telephone where each one is attached to the previous one? The obvious nafkamina that we're going to get to in the end is if you cut the cord somewhere, right, it's obvious if Elisheva reneges on her Nazirus, everybody's going to fall, right? If it's obvious if the last one doesn't, nobody's going to fall. But let's say we do it in the middle. Let's say we do it right after Martin, right? So then that means that, you know, everybody after Martin would presumably be out. But if we understand that everybody latched on to Elisheva, so then, you know, we should be okay, because we're attached to Elisheva. So that's really the question of the Gemara, where the Gemara wants to know how exactly does this work. And obviously underlying the linguistic or technical issue is a fundamental issue. So this is the first major point I want everybody just to key in on for the day, is the following. Ken, can you hear okay? We're good? We're not good? Sorry.
He's muted. It froze for a moment.
Okay, good. I didn't say anything. I was about to say something that I think is important, which is basically the following, that when we talk about this, do we really need everybody to be locked into a classical formulation? So, Elisheva's formulation was Hareini Nazira, right? And then we have to have everybody locked into that, or is it enough to link people in to an additional formulation? In other words, do you really have to have a direct Yichus or Tziruf or Chibur, choose the term that you like, to the original Nazir, right? That's really the question. So the Gemara says, that it's like a telephone chain, it goes from Elisheva to Martin to me, right? So if we would assume that that's the case, so the Gemara right now is focused on the issue of Toch Kidei Dibor, but we'd all have to get it in within Elisheva's Toch Kidei Dibor if she was the first. So Tashma, Reni Nazir, a person says I'm a Nazir, Vishama Chavir Va'amar Va'ani, and then somebody else presumably comes along and says Va'ani, Visulo, right? And apparently we're not going to be able to have anybody else. Shema Mina, Vakamahu de Mitbisi, Visakadai de Chad Bechavir Mitbas, listening Tuva, right? Va'ani should have many other cases. So the Gemara says, as we said before, that's hardly a compelling or persuasive line of reasoning, because what? Is the mission of a peddler to say, five people, seven people, nine people, it's enough to establish the principle? Tanaki Rucha Lechashe V'lezav Litni Chad Lishma Inan Kulu. So I think Tani Hutar Rishon, Hutar Chulon, Hutar Achron Mutar, V'chulon Asur, Michal Dika Emtsai. It's based on a simple inference at the end of the mission. Mishum Hachik Tani V'ani V'ani. So Tashma, let's get a little bit of insight into our case. Hutar HaRishon HaTrichulan, if Elisheva will renege, she'll be, subject to a She'ela. So since we were all attached to her either way, whether it's by telephone or by direct contact, we're all going to be released. HaRishon HaTasharu HaEmtsai, lo, Shema Mina Bekama Mitbisin. So Emelecha, the Gemara says not so fast. The Olam Chad Bechavrei Mitbis. Maybe it's really like a telephone. Elisheva to Martin, to me, to Ken, etc. So maybe it just formulates it that way for purposes of the continuation of the Mishnah. So we really don't have any critical or firm evidence on the topic just yet. We're going to get there. So Tashma, Hutar Ha'achron Achron Mutar, the last person in this case it was Yitzchak, we'll say that Yitzchak is released and everybody else, right, is still a Nazir. V'chun Asurin. So we assume lo ika charini basrei, aval mtsai dika charina basrei, right? Mystery. Shema mina chad bechavrei mitpas. So we want to infer for now that each one is attached to the one before him, and therefore, as we said, we're going to break the chain wherever the chain is broken. Everybody, downstream is going to be released. Everybody upstream is going to be attached. Another lo lamem lo chabekama mitpasin. So the Gemara says that's not proof either. Umay achron diktani mtsai. Sometimes you call the last one the middle one. Va'adi tana rishon. Tana Achron, right? And it's just, again, a matter of formulation. So here we are going to finally resolve things after all of the sort of the inference gymnastics, but here we come to the real point. Tashma, the Tani Behedja, Hutar Rishon, Hutar Chulan, Hutar Achron, Achron Mutar, Vechulan Asurin, Hutar Emtsai, now this is the critical point, Hemenu Ulamata, everybody downstream is Mutar, because they were attached going back to him, okay? Hemenu Ulamala, but everybody upstream, Asur, Shema Mina, Chad, Bechavri Mitpis, Shema Mina, because again, it's dispositive. If we have 10 people in a chain, it makes sense to say that if 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 are linked back to 5, so once 5 is released, so everybody downstream is going to be released. But if 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 are attached to number 1, then who cares about number 5 being released? So again, the real point here is Chad Bechavrei, and what really happens is very fascinating. And this is, just the extension of the previous point, and what I want people to take away from this part of the Gemara's discussion, is when somebody says Va'ani, it's not just that they're jumping onto the first Nazirus, it's as if they're becoming the first Nazir in the chain, right? It's like saying Hareini Nazir, right? Because if not, then we would be, stuck with this model of Bikama Mitbasi. So it really isn't just a secondary formulation. According to the view that it's Bikama Mitbasi, right, that everybody has to be attached to the first one, it seems like what we're really saying is that when somebody else comes along and says Va'ani, it never fully becomes a Nazir formulation. Nobody can attach themselves to that person. They can stick to the first person, but they're not double-sided tape, right? They can't be attached to on the other side. Only a full Nazir has that, what I like to call, double-sided tape capacity, where, you know, they're attached to the one in front of them, and then, you know, they become, you know, able to be attached to on the back end. Okay, so what about the formulation in the Mishnah of my mouth like his mouth, obviously for purposes of Yayin, my hair like his hair? Okay. So Harini Nazir Vishama Khavera Mar Pi Kafi Visari Kisaro Mishum Damar Pi Kafi Visari Kisaro Hare Nazir. Like what kind of formulation is this? He seems a little bit, you know, outside of our natural comfort zone. Top line of Khaf Alif and Mudbeis, Arminu, Yade Nazira, Yadi Nazir, Sudhu, Ragni Nazilo, Amar Klub, Roshan Nazir, Kavedi Nazir, my head, my liver, Hareza Nazir, Dabza Kwal Davishana Shama Tuya Bo Hareza Nazir. So Amar Rabbi Huda the Amar Hachi. So it's true, you do have to be a little bit more specific. My mouth is like his mouth for purposes of yayin. My mouth is like his mouth for purposes of not cutting my hair. But otherwise, there's a whole different track to becoming a Nazir. And again, this is yet another connection between Nazirus and the world of Kadshim. So if I want to be Makdish a Behemoth, I say, you know, like its thumbnail is... Hekdesh, it's not necessarily the case that it will be ispashit bechula, that the sanctity will spread through the entire animal. But if I use an aver shenishama tluyabo, if I say the liver of this animal, the brain of this animal, the heart of this animal, right, which is absolutely indispensable to life, so then clearly the hekdesh will diffuse throughout the animal, and it will be, you know, hektesh l'korban. So we say the same thing applies for nazir. If I say my liver is a nazir, so then, you know, and that's essential for purposes of life. If I say my head is nazir, it's essential for purposes of life. If I say my pinky, everything is important. This is not, you know, about attacking the pinky. But you can't say it's essential for life. Thank God there are people who manage without it, and therefore... You know, we're going to say there's a distinction between Eiver Shenishama Tluya Bo and Eiver She'en HaNishama Tluya Bo. Okay, so that brings us now to the two dots. Harini Nazira, V'shama Bala, V'amar, V'ani, Enu Yachal HaHafir. Because when he says V'ani, he is implicitly validating her nether Nazirus as he takes it on his own. Yibayla Hubal Me'em Me'akar Akar O'dilma Megas Gaius. Does it cut it down from that moment? Mikan Ul Haba, prospectively or even retrospectively? Me'akar akar l'maynafkam. You know, the isha shenadra menazir v'shama chaverta v'amra v'ani v'shama bala shal rishona v'hafer la iyamar me'akar akar nami ishtari v'yamar megas gayas I ishtari chaverta asira. So it's a simple case, right? So you have two ladies who are hanging out with each other. One of them says hareni nazira. The other one says v'ani. So if we can get, right, this is exactly what we said before, hutar harishon, or in this case the rishona, right, hutru chulan. So if the ba'al will cut down, you know, his wife's, so then, you know, everything will follow from there. On the other hand, if it's just Mikanu Lahaba, right, that he has the right to do it prospectively, but not retrospectively, her friend is going to be a Nazira, because, you know, he's not doing anything about the Neder at that moment, right? At the moment when she took it, it's a fully viable Neder. Okay, so that's going to be the Nafkamina for now. So Tashmari Nazira B'Sham Balava Amar Va'ani. That's a validation of Yachal HaHafir. He's like that Tech Baal Megas Gaias late for the Ishtova who Litzer. So Alav Shmamina Baal Me Akar Akar. So we should assume that this is a proof that the husband comes along and uproots it from the very beginning. The Gemara says, what kind of proof is that? Lo lo la Megas Gaias. A husband, when he negates an ed there, he cuts it down prospectively. Dunu de Leifer La. Behind the time of the Lamati Mefer came the Amar La Va'ani Kaman the Amar Kiyem Lichi Dami. So as we said before, when he says Va'ani and I too, it's implicit within his statement, and I too, that your neder is a valid neder. And we know that once the husband has validated the neder, he can't go back on that, right? That's a Rubicon, a point of no return. He can't simply go back, right, and undo that. That's a very foundational point, you know, in the general perspectives that we bring to bear, you know, on Akira Sabal or on Hafara Sabal. So there's no proof whatsoever. Daman demar kiyam lechitam. So e mitchel akamaso matzi hefer vilo lo matzi mefer. The only thing he could do at this point is do his she'ela on his own validation, and then maybe he could get back to her. So tashma yisha shenadrim nazir v'yifrishas behemta. So let's say she's already separated the animal. V'achar kach hefer labala. Then the husband goes after him. Shalo ha'isa behema. Because in Adam Oser Davar Shenu Shalom, so if it was really his animal, the animal can go back to the flock. Vim Shalom Haisa Behema Hachatas Tamus. Visak Dedach Baal Miyakar Aker, Tevik Lechulin. If the husband can uproot it for the very beginning, why should this poor animal, be stigmatized as a Chatas? So there's this halacha called Chamisha Chataos, where there's nothing to do except for them to, wait for them to die. Right, this would be the case of a chatas that became dissociated from its owner. Why don't we just say it's as if the neder never happened? It's like the chatas was never consecrated to begin with. It should just return to chulin. Alav shmamina baal megas gayas. So it must be the case that a husband can only cut things down prospectively and not retrospectively. So emelacha baal meyakar akar. Really, the husband, is able to uproot things from the very beginning. But why can't the animal go back to chulin? By the time a kevan did tzricha, we take out the word delo, did tzricha kapara, havia kechata shemesu balo. Gemiri, the chata shemesu balo, tamus, right, that we literally don't feed it until it dies. This is not the most pleasant thing in the world, but the second opinion in Rashi and the first opinion in Tosos here is exactly on this basis. They say, because we paskin like Reb Lazar HaKapar, again, what was the famous sheet of Reb Lazar HaKapar? Al zeh shetzir atzma min hayayin. The very fact that she was willing to do this, and she presumably observed it for some time, she's actually mechuyeves in the karban chata. So even though she's not going to go through with her nazirus, because now it's been taken away from her, it's as if we, the owner of this, animal died, because there's a complete dissociation between the chatas and the person that consecrated it, right? We cut it off from one another, right? Nonetheless, we don't take away that state of chatas from the animal, because even though we're absolutely saying that the nazirus was uprooted at its core, the hekdesh of the chatas is legitimate, because it's like a chet in its own right that she abstained from wine, and presumably it wasn't just, in word, but indeed at least for some period of time. So that is a remarkable idea for us to be able to dissociate the karban chatas from the nazirus, which is, me'akar akar, uprooted at its very core. So tashma yisha shenadrim, and otherwise shosh yayinim etam alameisim, arezo sofeges has ha'arboim. So echidami, what's the case? Ilem edelo hefer labaal tzrich lameimar. Of course she's going to get lashes. She's violating her nazirus on a daraisa level. She's drinking wine. She's becoming tami alameisim. She's cutting her alap. Shita de hefer labaal. Must be a case where the husband went after yisal gadei dechbal me'akar akar. If the husband uproots at the beginning, why would she ever get malchus? Ame sofeges has ha'arboim. Right, she never really violated anything. It must be that it's only prospectively, so that when she cut her hair, or when she drank the wine, or when she became in contact with the dead, so obviously in all of those cases, right, she violated at that point. What was an issue there? I said, La'olam, so Gemara said, that we can counter. We're not going to resolve it today. L'chabal mi'akarakar, mishim dekhani seifa, hever la'bal, vi lo yada, v'ayse shosayayim, etan l'mesim, minis sofeges harabayim, tan l'mereisha sofeges. So really, the Baal can uproot things, but we wanted just to get to another case, and so that's why we mentioned this case, even though it really is completely obvious. In a case where the husband doesn't destroy the neder, that she's going to suffer the consequences of Malkos, but be that as it may, in a situation where the Baal, actually negated her neder and she didn't know about it, you might have thought, isn't it amazing, Havamina, that even though Lamafreya, even though retrospectively, what we will end up saying is that, she wasn't obligated in this nether altogether. The fact that, as far as she was concerned, she was knowingly violating a nether because she didn't know that her husband had negated it. She was drinking wine, she was cutting her hair, she was coming in contact with the dead, that we should give her Malkos anyway. The Baal Yatosos talk about maybe we only really mean Makas Mardos here, so we don't have any dispositive proof. So we're going to have to come back to this question of Baal, Oker Meoker Megas Gaia. So it's really a fascinating discussion. So just to review, the major points that we saw today, we wanted to understand that what is va'ani? Is it double-sided tape or not? When a person says va'ani, is it like saying hareini nazir or not? And we conclude it really is like saying hareini nazir, and it's subject to people latching on right? Just like the first person who said it. That was the Nekudas HaMachlokas in the Gemara. And therefore, once you cut the chain somewhere, if you cut it between 5 and 6, everybody downstream from 6 is going to be impacted, but everybody, you know, upstream from 6 should be okay. If you assume that 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 were all attached to the first person, you know, in our example, Elisheva, so they should remain in their Naziros, that is point number one. Then we talked about the idea, another incredible parallel between Naziris and Kachim. Naziris, which is taken by Eberish and Hashem Atuliya Bo, is a, you know, full Naziris, right? Just like an animal which is consecrated by Eberish and Hashem Atuliya Bo, whether it's your head, whether it's your heart, whether it's your liver, etc. So that is a valid karban for purposes of Hekdesh. The third point that we talked about is, what about the husband? Is it uprooting things from the very beginning, retrospectively, which is obviously going to mean there was nothing, you know, to begin with? Or is it Megas Gaias? Is it Mikan Ulahaba? We are in the thicket of that dispute. So I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful day, and looking forward to continuing on, God willing, from here on the top of Daf Chaf Beis tomorrow, getting further insight into the question: does the husband uproot it, the neder, at its very core, or merely cut it down, Mikan Ulahaba, a prospective and not a retrospective action?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Everybody have a wonderful day.
So,